Should I start there? And... I guess that would be okay. Well, during the war, even though things were very depressing and hard for everybody, I had a friend that asked me, she says, would you like to join the USO? We have meetings in Griffith Park, and we serve coffee and donuts to the soldiers. And so I said, well, okay, it sounds okay. But I had to ask my father first. My father was very strict, and he says, no, you're not going out like that. And I said, but Dad, does it sound familiar? You know, Bernice is going with me, and her parents are driving her. I'll be fine. No. Finally, he said, no, I will not allow you to do that. So at that point, she says, I'll have my mom and dad come and talk to your dad. And I said, okay, which they did. And so he was a little bit more comfortable with the notion of going to, you know, to this organization. So that's okay. It ended up that was fine. And then her parents would pick us up at a certain time, which was great. And in the meantime, who ended up to be my husband eventually, I saw this soldier who was playing ping pong with someone else. And I was impressed by the way he was hitting that ball, and he was winning every game. And I kept watching, you know, and he kept looking at me too. So, okay. So then he asked me, he says, what is your name? And I told him, and I said, what is your name? And he told me. He said, would you like to join me in playing ping pong? I said, sure, why not? So that's how we met, playing ping pong at the USO at Griffith Park. And from there on, he was stationed at the Grand Central Air Station because he was in the Army Air Corps. And so he was stationed there for a little while, and we got to talking, and he walked me home a couple times, and then I invited him in to meet my parents. And immediately they liked Harry. And I thought, oh good, I made some points here. But then after that, he was transferred to Bakersfield and Walla Walla, Washington, and then back to Florida. In the meantime, he corresponded. And he was stationed in Natal, Brazil for 3 years. We constantly corresponded every day. And after that, when he came home, we were thinking about getting married. And so he went back to New York with his parents, where his parents lived. And then after that, we became engaged. And we later got married. So that was a very wonderful time in our lives. But after that, after our marriage, the best thing that happened was that we had our first son, Don. And several years later, our second son, Rick, and a couple of years later, a third son, Robert. That was the highlight of my life at the time. But then I've had a lot of wonderful, wonderful feelings about my grandchildren. That's the big happy.